Sean Mullen in Medicine Hat with Sean Clouston, the coach and general manager of the Medicine Hat Tigers. And coach, first of all, didn't chat with you yesterday, so I want to congratulate you on your nomination as the Eastern Conference Coach of the Year.
Well, thanks very much.
What does that mean to you?
That means we've had a fairly successful season. I think that there's a lot that goes into being successful, and I mean, you know, you have to have good players, you have to have a good culture, you have to have good leaders on your team. I think that, you know, Curtis Volk, our captain, has done an exceptional job this year. We lost Shane Carrick early on, and, you know, he, along with Brito and Lewington and Doty, have really set the tone and just made sure the guys believed that, you know, we were still gonna be fine. So I think that's a big part of it.
It's been a few seasons for you now as a head coach. How do you feel like you have evolved and changed over that time in that role?
I think, you know, I've matured a little bit. I mean, when I first got here, I thought I was old and knew lots of stuff, but I realized that it's continuous, and you have to keep learning, and you have to keep growing, and, you know, finding new ways to relate to the players. Obviously, I learned a lot from Willie Desjardins, who I worked with for 7 years, and, was able to, take the things that he instilled in the program and continue on with them. And then, you know, obviously we're different people or different personalities, but the concepts are the same. You know, we want to play a certain way. We want to create an environment where the players like coming to the rink and enjoy going after it, enjoy the process of getting better each day. Try to create an environment where there's respect for everybody, and especially a respect for the game, that this is the best level of junior hockey in the world, and it's a great opportunity, and we should feel fortunate and respect that situation.
One of the keys for a coach is helping a team overcome adversity, and you lose one of the most skilled players in the Western Hockey League this year. And how do you think your team managed to overcome that, still get home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs, and have a very successful regular season?
Yeah, there's a few things. Obviously, like I said already, like the leadership. I think that, you know, Curtis Volk was ready to be the full-time captain. He had worn the C, in Hunter's absence before that, but he was ready for that step. So he took pride in that. The other guys that I mentioned, the assistant captains, definitely helped. I think that, there has to be a trust factor. There has to be a belief that it is a team game, and that, yes, everybody, is going to have to step up here. But our team game is strong, and if we're willing to work and make it even stronger, then really it's just an opportunity. And that was the sell. It's an opportunity for some other guys. It's an opportunity for, Chad Butcher right now to play on the second line. And, he's a second-year player, and he did a great job last night. So rather than look at it as something really negative, we tried to put a twist on it, explain to the players that, we were going to get through this. And in the long run, because we had to work to get better, that it could even help us. We could even be stronger because of it.
How'd you feel about game one? A big win for you guys. How'd you feel about the game overall?
I thought it could have went either way. I mean, it was a great game. I think, fortunately for us, we got that first goal. I think both goaltenders played well. I mean, I have the feeling that, it is going to be tight, that both teams are going to battle hard and do whatever they can to keep the puck out of their net. So, I think that, again, that first goal was important. I think the power play penalty kill was important. We gave up one, weren't able to score on our three chances in the second period. I think that's going to continue to be a key. The starts of the games will be important. I think that momentum, and whoever scores first has definitely got the upper hand. I expect a long series.
Very tough to find room offensively in the game for either team. And just from your perspective, what do you think you guys need to do to generate some more sustained pressure?
I thought there was some stretches in the first period where we did have some sustained pressure. I thought in the third we backed off just a little bit, maybe trying to preserve that lead. I think it's just focusing on those times, taking a look at it and reinforcing. I mean, I think when we use our speed, when we keep it simple, and then manage the puck. I mean, you know, Swift Current did a great job with, you know, having real good numbers back at their blue line and in front of the net. So, you know, if you just kind of throw pucks into that area, it's probably a turnover. So, I mean, it's having a bit of patience as well. It's keeping things simple, getting pucks out of our zone, into the offensive zone, but then making sure that we're managing the puck and putting it in good spots, so that we can spend some time.
Meanwhile, they weren't able to get many second and third chances. And how did you prevent that, and how do you keep that going here going into game two?
Yeah, I think it's team defense. I mean, I think you have to get all five guys involved. In saying that, though, I think that we had some exceptional games from some of our defenders. I thought that Brito and Lewington and Stanton and Vanelli and, you know, and I guess all six, even Becker and Staples, they did a real good job of racing back for loose pucks. The first guy making contact, and then our next guy, whether it was the centerman or the D-man, you know, jumping on that puck and you know, making quick exits out of the D zone. So I think that's, you know, that was the key. You know, I think both teams probably expect a few adjustments to be made, but I think that'll be key again.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Sean Clouston is the head coach and general manager of the Medicine Hat Tigers. We'll come back with Broncos coach and GM Mark Lamb as our pregame show continues. Game two, Medicine Hat, Swift Current coming up. Pioneer Co-op Home Center, Swift Current Broncos hockey on the Eagle 94.1.